Vandal.
Bull, just a plain bull.
Did women use that name?
Sure, we did.
Okay.
Some of them were kind of hesitate. They're hesitant about it. They'd said, "Well, the male cow," but well.
Did you ever see the ones that those kind of big things you would pull carts with or pull big wagons with?
The oxen. The calves.
Two of those would be a.
Oh, team of oxen, and what they wore on it was a yoke.
Yes, ma'am.
My son has the one that his granddaddy, my dad-in-law, used on. He drove oxen. He moved somebody from Alabama here with a pair of oxen, and the yoke that he used on those is over yonder, and he's going to put it over his fireplace when he gets able to build him one. It's a solid oak yoke, you know.
Now, they oxen would do what? When they cut down trees, the oxen would...
pull the logs.
They tied them up.
Drag the logs. They'd put chains around them, and they'd drag the logs. And you see those, that's the reason they had to have those yokes so heavy, because they'd put the yokes on, you know, the chain around the yokes. And they, because the oxen's pull by the necks.
Oh, they
don't
did?
You see? They pull by necks, mostly, more than, well, of course, the horses had, as you said, the harness.
Uh-huh.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
That you know, to the buggies and wagons, and the trace chains to the wagons.
Yes.
But you didn't have a thing but that yoke on the oxen. And that all their pulling was from their shoulders. Don't you know, their necks.
Didn't know that, but okay, now a calf, a female was a
heifer.
And a male was a
bull.
When you say a cow, Daisy was going to have a calf. You say she would always go down in the woods when she was going to...
calve.
Mm-hmm.
When she was going to calve.
Freshen or...
Yeah. Okay, just say calve. Said, well, that cow's ready to calve. Or freshen. Freshen's a newer word. Calves was an old one. Just C-L-V-E.
Yes.
She was...
Now, the male horses are...
Stallion,
and
when you work on him, he's a
Great American gelding.
Gelding, yeah.
Did you like to? You said you liked to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any problems with horses or?
Mm-mm, never did. I always liked horses.
Seems like women could handle them pretty good.
Well, I always did. I never. My husband trained, broke a lot of horses. He didn't train them, he broke them. But that day and time was breaking horses. But he had some pretty horses, and I never was afraid of them. And I never did get thrown. Just that time, I slipped. I just didn't have my foot enough in the stirrup, but it slipped, you know.
Fell.
Yeah, when I fell. That's the only time I was ever hurt, and I rode a lot of horses.
Okay. Well, what would you call these? Those were his... The bottom of his, the horses, you'd put
hoofs.
Nails. Uh-huh.
Hoofs and shoes when you shot them. Hoofs.
You put a shoe in
hoofs.
Every.
Huh?
Put a shoe in every.
Put a shoe on each foot.
Hoof?
On each hoof, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all have sheep around here?
Yeah, we raised sheep. Yes. I had sheep. My husband and I raised sheep. We made money off our sheep, and, I sent my wool to a place in Texas and had blankets. I had blankets that I had made of wool. They would take the wool and charge anywhere from $5 to $12 to make a blanket.
Huh.
And so I have three quilts in my house. The others are all wool blankets.
Hmm.
Made of the sheep's wool.
Now the male sheep is a...
The girl is a ewe. What's the male one? Isn't that silly?
But okay, now hogs.
Ram.
What about hogs?
Hog is a